News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israeli warplanes carried out their most intense strikes on southern Lebanon in nearly a year of war, heightening the conflict between Israel and the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah amid calls for restraint. And I'm joined now by Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle Eastern news correspondent, to bring us up to speed with the latest. Good morning to you Alistair. Tell us, every day you and I tend to speak and we seem to be just moving in one intractable direction. Where are we at now?
Yeah, it does feel as though this is all heading in one direction. A massive wave of airstrikes last night. The Israelis took out, they say, thousands of rocket pipes that were prepared to fire missiles into Israel. Very, very heavy wave of attacks. So they are continuing their military operation day by day. Actually, yesterday, I should note that a number of Israeli soldiers were killed by Hezbollah fire into the northern border area as well. But at the moment, Hezbollah has not responded in any big way. That's still being anticipated. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, gave a speech yesterday. Mm-hmm. He vowed revenge. He accused Israel of war crimes. And so Israel is braced for that act of revenge. But at the same time, I'm not sure they will wait. I think they will continue to take military action. They're not going to wait around for Hezbollah to respond. I think they feel they're on the front foot now.
When as you described what happened with the strikes overnight, hitting that kind of, I suppose, missile capacity from Lebanon, they've taken out their communications, they've taken out their ability to strike. These look to me like the preemptive actions of an Israel that is prepared to go to war with Lebanon.
I think Israel is prepared to go to war with Lebanon now. I spent all day yesterday chatting to various Israeli officials, government and military. You know, they insist they do not want war. And I think that they're right. I believe them. They don't want war. But I think they are now in a position mentally where they think there is no choice. And they have accepted that the most likely outcome to achieve what they want to achieve will be a conflict of some description. And I think that's what's changed. I think it is the shift in focus from Gaza to Lebanon and the change in mental approach that, you know what, if a war is what it takes, then a war has to be. And I think that is what's changed in the Israeli government psyche.
Look, thank you for that, Alistair. And we do appreciate your updates each morning. That is Alistair Bunkle, their Sky's Middle Eastern news correspondent. And I'm joined now by Avraham Levine, intelligence expert at the Alma Research and Education Center in Northern Israel. Good morning to you, Avraham. I don't know if you caught the end of what Alistair Bunkle was saying, but in effect, he is saying that something has shifted in the Israeli mindset, that perhaps you do not want to go to war with Lebanon or didn't want to go to war with Lebanon, but you are now preparing or prepared to do so.
Well, first of all, I'd say preparing for a war against Hezbollah. I wouldn't say Lebanon. We're not at war with Lebanon. Lebanon, the Lebanese army is not shooting rockets and mortars and missiles and drones towards the northern communities for the past 11 months. That's all Hezbollah. So the war is between Israel and Hezbollah. Are we prepared for war? I think we've been preparing for a very long time and trying to avoid an escalation of the current war to a ground maneuver. I just don't see a way to continue the situation as is. And I think we do have to change our course.
Obviously, yesterday there was a televised address from Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader, and he accused Israel both of war crimes and of declaring war on Lebanon. What's your response to that?
Isn't that ironic? The most surgical attack that I can remember is called a war crime. And while Hassan Nasrallah is attacking Metula every day, attacking Kiryat Shmona, attacking Katsrin. By the way, Katsrin is not evacuated and has been attacked a dozen times. Homes, civilian homes were hit. So the fact that Hassan Nasrallah is using war crimes and international law to back him up is a little ironic for me.
I would put to you that what he is saying is that thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies went off in populated areas, in hospitals in some cases. People were killed, children were injured. I think that's what is being referred to, the civilian casualties.
Oh, and that's definitely correct. That did happen because Hezbollah uses all the places you mentioned for their people. If Hezbollah people would have been, and it's funny to call them Hezbollah people because one of them is an Iranian ambassador, which just shows us the connection between Hezbollah and Iran again in front of our eyes. But just saying, if all of these fighters, operators of Hezbollah are in civilian areas, are in hospitals, then that shows us what structure, what infrastructure he's using for his people. He's using civilians as human shield and then complaining when his people are hit.
I understand what you are saying, but in the beginning I was saying about going to war with Lebanon. You said we're not going to war with Lebanon, we're going to war with Hezbollah. But when the two are so intertwined, is it not fair to say you're going to war with both?
I don't think I wouldn't put it that way. I think even in Israel, we call the war in 81 the first war, the first Lebanese war, and the second one, the second Lebanese war. The fact is that in 81, we fought Palestinian Sunni terrorists in South Lebanon. And in the second one, we fought against Hezbollah, Shiite terrorists in South Lebanon. And the third will be the same. But you're right, Lebanon will suffer and are the victims of the situation of the war between Israel and Hezbollah in many ways.
And on that note, that they will suffer, Israel, there was a bombardment overnight, their military capacity was obviously hit. But are we expecting more of the same? Is there now a sense in Israel that the war has moved north? And that we are going to see all-out war, that this is going to be an escalation far beyond what's happening in Gaza into the whole region being caught up in this now?
Well, first of all, I would say it's a little premature to say that we're going to an all-out war. I do not see a ground maneuver happening yet. It might escalate to that, but I just don't see that happening. Just being here in the north in Israel, I do not see the logistical operation happening, the reserves being called in. I do not see all the units moving to the north, so I don't see that happening yet.
Okay,
but that's a little premature. On the other hand, I might say we've been at war with Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, and Iraqi and Syrian Shiite militias too. So we are in a war with all of these. All of these militias, Irani proxies,
okay.
For 11 months, there's nothing new about that.
All right. And maybe lastly, Avram, the mood in Israel at the moment, is it a mood that is not for turning, that you feel you are on this path now and you will continue in this vein till the bitter end?
Oh, we're gonna win. I'm not worried about that in terms of the bitter end. But yes, I think many people shifted and realized that we don't have a choice, that if Hezbollah will not stop and we want to bring our people back to their homes from the 60,000 people in the north, tens of thousands of people in the south, we have to take a greater action, a different course, because we see that all the efforts from the world just do not work on terrorists. International pressure works only on Israel and truthfully is directed only at Israel. And that's why Hezbollah and Hamas continue whatever they want to do.
There are many who would argue that it's not working on Israel either, but I do appreciate you speaking to us this morning, Avraham. That is Avraham Levine, intelligent expert at the Alma Research and Education Centre in North.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.